One person not surprised that President Obama has again chosen Wisconsin to follow up on his State of the Union address is Michael Kraft.
So why Wisconsin? In some ways, because the state is fairly typical of the country in terms of income distribution.
In 2011, the president visited a manufacturing firm, Orion, in Manitowoc, and in 2012, the Master Lock plant in Milwaukee. When he tours the GE gas engine plant in Waukesha on Thursday, Kraft expects the president to reiterate his economic priorities, including a boost in the minimum wage.
But particularly, I think he's going to express a concern with working-class Americans who can't seem to get jobs that pay sufficiently for them to live a comfortable life. He may speak to unemployment conditions. He may highlight his achievements so far in promoting economic growth across the country.
GE is located in Waukesha County, a Republican stronghold. Does the Democratic leader have a political strategy? Mordecai Lee expects the president to set aside partisan politics in his remarks. Lee is a professor of governmental affairs at UW-Milwaukee.
So in a sense, what he's doing is he's coming into the adversary's territory and saying, hey, I know you guys didn't vote for me, I know you guys don't like me, but I think you're going to like these policy initiatives. And can we sort of set aside partisanship and can we focus on the substance, because I think these are good ideas.
Lee does not expect the president to reference the race between Governor Walker and Democratic challenger Mary Burke. Neither does Marquette University political scientist John McAdams.
If you come in and tout manufacturing and laud an American manufacturing firm, that's pretty non-controversial. If you put a partisan edge on things, that might tend to undercut a little bit the sort of feel-good message.
Yet UW-Green Bay's Michael Kraft says the White House is well aware the governor is up for re-election and that Wisconsin statewide elections are hotly contested. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.